Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. The Vatican has released the details for the funeral and public viewings for Pope Francis. Francis will lie in state in St. Peter's Basilica for 3 days for the faithful to pay their respects before his funeral on Saturday. The first images of Francis's body were also released today, showing him in red vestments in a wooden casket, the simple wooden casket he asked for in his will. Francis also requested to be buried near his favorite icon of the Madonna in a basilica across town, St. Mary Major Basilica, and not in the grottos underneath St. Peter's, as is typical for popes. And as the church continues to mourn his passing, the process now begins to choose his successor. All cardinals eligible to participate in the conclave will be summoned to Rome. 135 are eligible, making this the largest and most diverse conclave on record. And what will they be looking for in a successor?
You want to look for someone, probably look for someone who has experience running a major diocese. If you're thinking about the capacity to run the church, right? On the other hand, maybe you're looking for someone who's a more prophetic figure, someone who's guided by their life of prayer and their contact with God, right? A man of obvious holiness.
That's ABC News papal contributor Father John Walk. Once the conclave begins, the cardinals will vote in secret sessions in the Sistine Chapel. A disturbing new audit from the Anti-Defamation League says anti-Semitic incidents reached a new record last year. Rachel Sass is with the ADL Center on Extremism.
In 2024, we recorded 9,354 anti-Semitic incidents in the United States. This was the highest year on record since we started doing this research almost 50 years ago.
With 1,400, New York had the most anti-Semitic incidents last year, followed by California and New Jersey. More than 10% of the incidents happened in New York City alone. Mahmoud Khalil's wife has given birth, while he remains in a detention facility in Louisiana. Khalil's attorney says he plans to take the case before the Board of Immigration Appeals. An honor today for a fallen member of New York's finest. A little more than a year after he was shot and killed in the line of duty, a plaque is going up at the 116th Precinct in Queens in memory of Detective Jonathan Diller. Investigators say Diller was in the middle of a traffic stop in March of 2024 when the driver refused orders to get out of his vehicle, then shot Diller at point-blank range. He was rushed to Jamaica Hospital and underwent surgery, but sadly couldn't be saved. Jonathan Diller was just 31 years old. With tariffs already hurting the travel industry, the Hotel Association of New York City calling on the city to slash occupancy taxes by half. Association President and CEO Vijay Dandapani spoke to 1010 Winds.
They're definitely concerned about what that means in terms of costs to them because everything goes up. It's not just the products that are imported, but also, you know, the overall pricing for the hotel room.
Right now, the hotel occupancy tax is 5.9%. Hotel owners want that down to 3%. Former White House Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre will be one of the grand marshals this year at the New York City Pride Parade. Event spokesman Chris Piedmont confirmed the news while also hailing the first ever openly LGBTQ person to serve as White House press secretary for her trailblazing career in politics and for representing the community. This year's New York City Pride Parade is set for Sunday, June 29th. Mayor Adams is celebrating Earth Day a day early by announcing the completion of $42 million in flood prevention infrastructure in East Flatbush and Canarsie, Brooklyn. He says new rain gardens and filtration basins in the area will help capture more than 122 million gallons of rainwater, enough to fill 184 Olympic-sized swimming pools, keeping that water out of sewers and, more importantly, off roadways and out of basements. As part of the project, the city has also planted more than 200 new trees across East Flatbush and Canarsie, providing more shade, improving air quality, and helping to relieve the so-called urban heat island effect. A big gang bust in New Jersey. State Attorney General Matt Platkin tells 1010 Winds a total of 26 suspects are under arrest on charges including drug possession and conspiracy.
There's a number of charges, but you're seeing charges that, including first-degree charges of racketeering and some of the other charges that affect many defendants. This is, again, a 26-defendant case of violent individuals.
Platkin says the bust was made following a multi-year investigation involving several state and local law enforcement agencies, including the Newark and Elizabeth Police Departments. The Justice Department is offering a reward of up to $5 million for information leading to the capture of the MS-13 leader known as Alex Mendoza. Authorities say Mendoza, who is also known as Porky, is wanted for killing gang rivals in Honduras, along with money laundering and cocaine trafficking. The State Department moved in February to designate MS-13 as a foreign terrorist organization. An FBI director says it's one of the Bureau's top priorities. A Long Island school district is getting the support of President Trump in its fight to preserve its name and mascot.
It, like, represents Massapequa. Like, we are the Chiefs, so, like, how are they going to take away the Chiefs?
Students wearing Massapequa Chiefs sweatshirts and T-shirts are applauding President Trump for supporting keeping the mascot.
Yeah, once a Chief, always a Chief. Like, I feel like all of our merch and stuff, I don't know, we just should stay Chiefs.
The president wrote, "Forcing them to change the name after all these years is ridiculous." This student says the president should worry about helping kids reach their future goals instead.
A lot of us are trying to worry about, like, our college and how we're going to pay for that.
Districts that do not change their mascot, that use Native American imagery, face potential cuts to state aid. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Massapequa, Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.